بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله هي الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders and brothers, it is the fadl and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we perform our Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. Again, it is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are sitting here in this congregation. It's a selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we make qadr of the bounties and the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His worship. أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. The recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to recognize who is Allah. Allah ta'ala, it comes in a riwayat, that I was a hidden treasure for us to understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khaliqun bila haja, that Allah ta'ala creates from non-existence, from a barren land, from a dry land, from a dry seed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out the beautiful fruits and figs and food to eat, to show and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khaliq, huwa fa'il ghayruhu la yaf'al. Besides, Allah cannot create. Allah alone is the creator. So this insan to understand that Allah Ta'ala sent Jami' al-Anbiya wa Rusul, all the prophets. The object it is, this insan, this human being, before it's too late to get that one ma'rifat, to understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day will come, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That a day will come that it will be too late. So this miskin, this human being, to understand his Rabb, his Ilah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of Allah? Ilah means the one who encompasses everything, that Allah. To have that love, to have that ishq, to have that love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. To meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Sahaba رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين, they have exhausted, they finished their whole life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they wanted to meet Allah. Everything that was in their possession, they have given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they wanted to meet Allah. One day, when Bilal radiallahu anhu was about to die, his wife was by side. And she was crying, wa karbata. He said, don't say that. Wa karbata. He said, you must say, wa farhata. Feel happy. Ghadan nalqal ahibba Muhammad wa ashabuhu. He said, tomorrow I shall meet my friends in Jannah. tomorrow I shall meet my friends in paradise. So you said it's a day of happiness. So to have ishq and love, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest thing that can happen to this human being, it is to know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. Whether he's a professor or intellectual or whatever field he is, this poor insan, my dear brothers, to know who is Allah. His Allah, his creator, his khaliq, narisha, cherisha. Allahu Akbar. To understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the object of the Anbiya. One Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Nabi after the other Nabi, one Nabi after the other Nabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back from Taif, and he was belted, and the blood was gushing from his head. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very tired. On top of that, he's got no place to go back also. Mecca also, there's problem. إِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ عَلَيَّ غَضَبٌ فَلَا أُبَالِي ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي. Complaining and blaming himself that I'm very weak. I cannot convey your message. I don't deserve it, O Allah. But if you are happy with me, I have no problem. I have no problem. One day, somebody was narrating in the Hayat al-Sahaba. He said that I will see a man walking amongst the people. Minhum man hatha alayhi turab wa minhum man sabba. He said amongst the people, some were throwing a dust on his face. Wa minhum man sabba. And some insulted him also. Wa minhum man sabba. And in this condition, not, 45 minutes jawla, or 1 hour jawla. But he said, when the heat of the sun, he said, he set a place, and there was a beautiful jariya, a child, and she was wiping his face. When I inquired, I said, who is these people? I was told that that was Zainab radiallahu anha, and this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ya'awuni, man yansurani, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, walahul jannah. Any one of you, is there anyone who is there to assist me, to help me in this job of mine? This, anyone can help me? He was begging the people. Man ya'awuni, man yansurani, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, walahul jannah. You know, that day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to leave Makkah Mukarramah, and the delegations of the Ansar of Medina come to take him to Medina, and Abbas was there, he said, don't take my nephew, because once you take him, your children will become orphan, and your women will become widows, and you will have trouble with the Arabs and with the Ajam also. So you decide now. So they just went their side, and they made a mashura. So they come back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, if this happened, what will you gain? Some of them were expecting maybe a kingship, that I'm going to build such a big kingdom and you will get this and that. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, walakumul jannah. He said, I have nothing else. Walakumul jannah. You will get jannah. So they said, accept it. Deal is done. Also in the Maidan of Makkah used to say, من يأوني من ينصرني حتى أبلغ رسالة ربي وله الجنة. So respected elders and brothers, our focus should be that of Akhirah, all the time. That when you are driving, you got two side mirrors and a windscreen. So you must always check in front of you, Akhirah. No matter how much we live, but one day we are going to depart, we are going to leave, we are going to go back to our abode, our real abode. There is no success here, there is no future here. Success and real future will start من فمن زحزح عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Success will start from the sakaratul maut. That's it. So there, my dear brothers, a Muslim, even if you suffer, even if you are sickly, even if you have got problems, financial problems, family matters, but that all have limitation. It will come to an end. But the problem of Akhirah, the problem of the Qabr, the problem of the Hashr, the problem of the Mizan, it's forever and ever and ever, my dear brothers. Everlasting. That is why, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this golden opportunity, this da'wah. So that at least in this zamana, in this time of age, people are thinking for their akhirah. That if I die today, what will be my condition? What will be my situation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The reckoning, the questions that لا تزال قدم عبد حتى يسأل, that you are not going to be removed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to give answers of these four questions. عن عمره فيما أفنى. How did you spend your day? How was your day? How was your night? عن عمره فيما أفنى. Days are passing, nights are passing. But every second in our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taken to reckon. So this is the time that you have to ask yourself, that day, what's going to happen to me? عن عمري فيما أفناه وعن جسمي فيما أبلاه. And how did you finish your body also? This beautiful body, it's an amanat. The legs, the hands, the eyes, the intellectual. This hair, this fikr, that day in, day out, we are only making fikr for dunya. It will be questioned. So this is the time that I have. Ask yourself, how did you finish? You know. How did you finish your body? وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. And about your money, about your wealth, from where you earn, and how did you spend also? How did you spend also? So respected Allahs and brothers, no matter how much we live, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very short period of time, very short life. This is a deciding factor, a very short life. And this short life, it is only for preparation. Preparation for the life of hereafter. Nothing else. Only preparation. Allah ta'ala has got nothing to do with your wealth, how much you left, how many children you make. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَرُونَ. Allah ta'ala told us, did not hide from us. He said, that day will come that your own children, your own boys will never ask. They are not going to over-assist you. Your wealth also is not going to help you. So respected elders and brothers, this amal that we are doing, Allahu Akbar, no resting, one mashura from to another mashura, one jawla to another jawla, one day, my dear brothers, that when we, Allahu Akbar, when we go to the qabr, to the hashr, to the mizan, and you'll see that a'mal are protecting you, Surah Tabarik is protecting you, Jagash is protecting you. People who were far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are making sujood for Allah because of you, because of that one harkat, because of that one rand that you have paid, because of that one ticket you buy. People are changing their lives. This Mubarak amal, my dear brothers, people are changing their lives. Today we are not making qadr of this Mubarak amal. We are not understanding, my dear brothers. Allah make us understand. Sahaba Ridwan Allah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in عرفوا مقصد حياتهم. They have understood the objective of their life. Why Allah Ta'ala created, they have full understanding of that. عرفوا مقصد حياتهم. A Sahabi by the name Suhayb al-Rumi, he was a Meccan from Mecca Mukarramah. And he was very close and very dear to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were very dear to each other. So when the khabar came, and he came to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkah, he couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. So we just checked the sides. Sahaba are no more. The beautiful Sharif face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no more. So he said, no, I have to leave also. Now, he's about to leave from Makkah now. He's got no worry about that mal that he's had in Zaharat Hayati, that he work on, whether it's a farm, or whether it's his shops, or whether his slaves. Or his main worry is that jalsa, that suhba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now when he's about to leave, the khabar also, the news come that Suhaib is leaving now. So they waited for him outside of Makkah and they got hold of him. They said, no, you can't leave. He said, look guys, I've got a business for you. He said, now if we fight, you all know me. He was a sharpshooter. He said, all of you, none of you will survive. After that you can kill me. But he said, I've got better business. You take my farm, you take my shop, you take my slaves, you take all my position, but just leave me so that I can go and unite to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So deal is done now. Now Suhaib is leaving now. 500 miles. You know, sometimes it's getting hot, sometimes he's tired, sometimes, you know, some fear will come. But all the time, what was the motive behind? What was, you know, what was excelling him? What was pushing him? That suhbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will forget the tiredness. He will forget the scary. He will forget the heat of the sun. He would forget everything. And running and running and running and running. When he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outside of Medina Munawwara, a place called Quba, immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him basharat. Rabih al-bay'u ya Aba Yahya, Rabih al-bay'u ya. He said, oh Aba Yahya, oh Suhaib, basharat for you. He said, that business, that transaction was fruitful, that you make with Allah was fruitful. What you have given to Allah, and what Allah Ta'ala has already given you, he said, that was a fruitful transaction. Rabih al-bay'. Three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, immediately Jibril come down with one ayat of the Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسُهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. He said, oh Muhammad, amongst your people, amongst your ummah, are such people who finish and sacrifice their whole life so that they can get the rida and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers. And that was the object of the Sahaba. Nothing else. The maqsad of the Sahaba is to get the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were prepared. Everything. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Only two groups. Some Sahaba finish. Everything they had, they finish. Like that day of Tabuka, Abu Bakr give and Umar give. That day, Umar radiallahu anhu was in competition with Abu Bakr. He said, I want to see Abu Bakr today. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not ask. He asked other way around. Umar was expecting that what is in your parcel and what's in your parcel. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked other way around. He say, oh Umar, what have you left for your family? And oh Abu Bakr, what have you left? Umar said that half of my wealth. And Abu Bakr said that I left Allah and His Rasul, nothing else. Allah and His Rasul. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that was the difference. He said, I give up. Umar said, I give up that day. From that day, he said, I give up. So respected elders and brothers, everything that we possess, whether it is our wealth, whether it's our health, whether it's our family, whether it's our children, these are all amanat, and Allah Ta'ala wanted to see how we are utilizing, how we are using them, what's in our heart, what's our fikr, my dear brothers. What's in our heart and what's in our fikr? People, houses are on fire, my dear brothers. People are very thirsty for the deen of Allah. People wanted to see Islam, they don't want to hear Islam. Sahaba used to say, kunu mithlana, become like us. Become like us. So slowly, slowly. It's not, they say Rome was not built in a day. It's not, you cannot just become wali of Allah in overnight, but slowly, slowly, that I have to question myself, fixing our iman towards that direction. Allah is watching me. Allah is all seeing. I cannot do whatever I feel like to do. I cannot talk the way I want to talk. I cannot eat whatever I feel. Everything that I have is a manner to me. How I can utilize for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Checking your salah, checking your ma'amalat, your akhlaqiyat. Akhlaq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khiyarukum, khiyarukum li ahlihi, wa ana khiyarukum li ahli. He said, the best among you is the one who is best to his family. He said, and I'm that one. I'm best to my family. Your ma'amalat, check your akhlaqiyat. You know. Make your day the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make your night the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love every Muslim, irrespective of his color, irrespective of his language. He deserves to be loved because of la ilaha illallah in his heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with one side Bilal radiallahu anhu, Suhaib al-Rumi, Salman Farisi, Bilal Habshi, Abu Bakr Qurayshi, different types of Sahaba. Love was there, my dear brothers. So, I have to ask myself, where am I heading to? What changes am I making amongst the Ummah? What change am I making amongst the Ummah? People are with, we have to cut that, my dear brothers. Break the ice. One Ummah, you know. Hajj Abdu'l-Wahhab used to say that you are neither Pakistani, no Indian, no Somalian, but you are the Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we get to understand that, my dear brothers, and love every Muslim, each and every Muslim, my dear brothers. Our amal also to be ikhlas, mukhlisin, that whatever we do, we have to do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To please Allah alone, that this makhluk got nothing, my dear brothers. Nothing. They have nothing, this makhluk Allah. Whatever action, whatever salah, whatever amal you do, you check your intention. Why am I doing it? Fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and brothers, inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. Allah ta'ala said that the believers, mu'minin, Allah ta'ala said, ishtara. He said, we are making business with the believers in Allah. There's no much tafsir in this ayah. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, for them, Jannah is there. بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, and for them, they will give. When they give, they are healthy and they are wealthy and they are money. Allah Ta'ala said, in exchange, I will give them Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. So respected Allah's brothers, before it is too late, many people want to come out in the bath of Allah today because there's some udur, some ahwal, some are sickly. Our elders, many years, struggling. They want to give what's in their capacity, and they want to give more than that also. But there's udur. Some people are sickly in the hospitals. Some maybe their children are sick. Some got no money. Some got no ahwal. So my dear brothers, Allahu Akbar, grab it and come out in the bath of Allah before it's too late. Come out in the bath of Allah. Go out in the bath of Allah. Strive. Value your time. Many people will regret in the day of Qiyamah the hours, the minutes that are passing on their head. That ish, if I will make Nusrat of to that Jamaat, if I will go to that country, if I will do this, if I will do this, my dear brothers. Value your time. Come out in the bath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, times are moving today. Ahwal, from one ahwal to the next ahwal is coming. So, respected elders and brothers, in connection with this, inshallah, elders are asking to come out in the bath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4 months. Who's ready, mashallah? Man mikum musta'id.